This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Valentine's Day 2025. I hope you have a very nice one. Pat Connick joins us now, Louisiana State Senator. Talk about this testing of Louisiana seafood and what can be done to put some teeth in the law. How you doing, Pat?
Good morning, Tommy. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for being available. And I'll ease you into this by asking you, I got my class reunion coming up. I'm not going to name what number it is, but do you go to class reunions or not?
I do. I think I'm like approaching 40 or 50. I forget, you know.
I got my 25th coming up. I don't know whether I should go or not.
You better double that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. But it's amazing how quickly time flies and you don't know. You got any special plans with the missus for Valentine's Day today?
Just hang out with the grandkids for a little bit and just maybe go get something to eat. So. Taking it easy.
So you make it a family kind of thing with Valentine's Day. That's what we used to do as well. I think that's the best way.
That's what it should be.
Well, I hope when you go out to get something to eat, you get some Louisiana shrimp, and they had some testing that went on February 3rd. One in three restaurants passing off what was supposed to be Gulf shrimp that they tested by DNA, and come to find out they weren't Louisiana shrimp. Tell me about the laws that you guys put into place, Pat, to avoid this kind of thing, and are you facing any pushback or anything on these laws?
Yeah, I think there's a story on Fox 8. Meg Ganter did a great job. They did some testing before the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and they tested 25 restaurants. Mm-hmm. And the good news, they found 23 of the 25 restaurants were serving Gulf shrimp as advertised. The law that we put in place, we work with the Restaurant Association to make sure your labeling shows where your shrimp is coming from. If you're selling shrimp from India, Ecuador, Indonesia, it's got to be on the label. But it looks like the law is working, and the restaurants are following the law as written. The pushback is coming from the retailers. When you go into the grocery stores, if you go buy some frozen shrimp or some frozen crawfish, we have a law that requires the labeling be put on that from where the shrimp are from. And there's some pushback coming from some distributors saying that it's not unconstitutional, but we're going to be pushing back and trying to look at that issue more and force them to do what they need to do.
So you're not saying they can't import them. You're just saying they have to label them, right? Did I get that right?
Exactly. You know, in the past, when you go to the store, you see labels of the Cajun bayous and the Balture, whatever. And when you look at the back, you think they're coming from Louisiana, the shrimp and the seafood is coming from Louisiana. When you look at the back label, in the barely small corner of the package, you see a product of China. And that's deceptive trade practices in my book. Now, we cannot stop these importers and distributors from selling foreign shrimp. That's a commerce clause. It's part of the Constitution. But it's we can make them label and let people know where the shrimp is coming from. The law that was written was narrowly drawn to not mess with the Commerce Clause, but you know, it's going to be a battle. It looks that way, but I'm working with the Department of Ag and seeing what needs to be done. But there's some pushback from the distributors on this law.
Distributors in Louisiana or all over?
In Louisiana, and those who distribute, they package in Texas and Houston, and they ship into Louisiana. Any distributor who has shipments coming from foreign countries of shrimp and seafood, they're looking to fight the law.
So, from the federal standpoint, tariffs, or can the state lobby tariffs, or does that have to be federal on foreign shrimp and foreign seafood?
No, this has to come from the federal level. You know, Louisiana can't control what's coming into the country. It's you know, we have low prices of shrimp right now. We have low landings. And I'm looking at some documents that shows in June of 2023, landings in the Gulf of Mexico were the lowest in 22 years. And then you have countries subsidizing their shrimp exports. No tariffs on shrimps coming in. And it's the imported shrimp is cheaper than domestic shrimp. And that's the problem. You have these cheap imports coming in. Our warehouses are being filled up with frozen seafood. And when our shrimpers go out and they shrimp, they catch their catch, there's no place to put them. So they either got to go on the streets and sell them for $3 a pound or go to the dock and sell them for $1 a pound. But they can't make any money at $1 a pound. And so that's why we need tariffs put on these. If we put it on steel, let's put it on shrimp. And I think there was a request yesterday by one of the congressmen from Louisiana to make that happen.
Yeah, let me take a break, and I'm going to pick it up there when we come back because, you know, back in the day, and this was before my time with Hale Boggs and Alan Ellender and F. Edward Hebert. There's a reason Louisiana got so many federal bases, so many military bases, got the Saints for one thing, got a lot of other special consideration.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got some pretty highly placed representatives with the Speaker of the House and Majority Leader in the House. I don't know how that's being parlayed or if it can be parlayed in the seafood tariffs, but it would seem as though if ever it's going to happen, now's the time. I want to talk to you about that. And I almost also want to talk to you about the existential threat that this poses to the Louisiana shrimping industry and the culture and the way of life here, because I think once it's gone, and it's not coming back. Then you have to depend on foreign seafood. And if we had trouble with Chinese sheetrock, I don't know why people would want to eat this stuff. 6:50, 10 till 7. We talked to our good friend, Louisiana State Senator Pat Connick. He's gone to the mat to try to get this truth in labeling seafood thing done, try to get people to stop selling foreign seafood as Louisiana. He's getting pushback. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator, talking about labeling of foreign seafood as Gulf and seafood. And Pat, when you're talking about Gulf seafood, you're talking about Louisiana, or are you talking about the Gulf of, well, I started to say Mexico, Gulf of America?
Yeah, the Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico. You know, the key is these packaging, the packages of the seafood has to show the country of origin label. So the consumer has a choice. Okay, do I want the cheaper seafood coming from India, that's cheaper shrimp from India, or do I want the more expensive shrimp from the United States that tastes better, that doesn't have antibiotics in it? That's what the law is designed to do. Just be truthful and don't put the Louisiana bayous and our culture and heritage on your packaging and then in a small print show a product of China. That's wrong. And I think you know, the courts are going to look at this and say that the law was narrowly drawn. And, you know, just we got to give the people the choice, but we got to inform the people of what choice to make. So, and that's the whole purpose of the law. But when you go to your stores and you go into the frozen sections where you need shrimp, read the labeling. Look closely at the back. We're trying to get the labeling bigger and more clearer, and they're fighting us on that. And there's a reason for that, because they're making a lot of money on the backs of our shrimpers.
I think it was Mike Strain told us that, you know, the first tip-off should be when you see crawfish with a shrimp boat on the front. That should tell you right away that something's not right. When it comes to existential threat to the let me take a step back. Louisiana's got a lot of power right now, Pat, in Washington with Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. Has there been any attempt to reach out to them, and are they working on this? You know, because they got the president's ear, man. I'm telling you.
You know, I sent a text to Senator Kennedy, who's a good friend of mine, during the week. I said, "Can we put tariffs on shrimp?" His response was maybe, and I think they're cautious, because if they put the tariffs on, the price is going to skyrocket for everybody, and it's going to hurt the consumer. But that another story, Tommy, is, if they want to import, let them import, but don't label it falsely that it's from Louisiana, or be deceptive that it's from Louisiana, from the Gulf. That's what we're trying to change. So to give the consumers a choice of whether U.S. shrimp or foreign shrimp.
But still, it would seem that, you know, the price point's maybe going to win out. I don't know, but if you're going to tariff, and I guess this goes to the issue of tariffs in general, that it's going to raise the prices if you tariff something, right? And then at that point, Louisiana people would have a choice of their only choice would be to get Louisiana seafood. How much would that raise the price? If there were tariffs on Chinese seafood, how much would it raise the price of shrimp? Do you know?
It would probably make the U.S. shrimp cost now equal it would make the imports price higher and equal to what the price of the U.S. shrimp is now. So it may be a good thing. I'm sure they're going to study that, and if it's something that fits, let's impose it.
And consumers have the price of buying Louisiana seafood, a choice of buying Louisiana seafood now at a higher price if they want.
Yeah, because it's cost more for our shrimpers to go out and catch. And I'll give you the reason why. The other countries subsidize their seafood. It's farm-raised in bins. It's easy to catch, and it's nasty stuff. I mean, they put chemicals in this water to so the shrimp won't die. And then they package it, freeze it, and send it over. If you go to Oswego in the shrimp lot, they sell foreign shrimp. They sell shrimp there. A lot of it, most of it, is all U.S. shrimp. Those shrimp are from Lafitte and Grand Isle. But there's a factory back there that's filled with Chinese crawfish and foreign imports.
We'll keep an eye out for it. Thank you, Pat.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.